Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Using artificial intelligence is scary. Using AI is doubtful. Like, there's a lot of things that can go wrong, but using AI has some great benefits in it. But it's understanding what it actually is to know the benefits that relies within it. To understand what it is, we have to know that it's always around us. It's around us. Everything that we do, everything that we consist of, everything that we think of, AI is around us, but it's identifying how AI is around us. And when we identify how AI is around us, now we can start recognizing technology and the importance behind the technology. For instance, I have a phone, and if I say, "Hey Siri," Siri's going to come on and say, "How can I help you?" Siri's going to come on and say, "How can I help you? What do you need help with?" That is a form of artificial intelligence, because when you're asking your phone a question, you're able to see the question because Siri, AI, is speaking directly to you. Now, if I'm in a room full of people who have iPhones, I don't have an Android, sorry for that, and if I'm in a room with people who have nothing but iPhones, and I say, "Hey Siri," my Siri is going to only come on because it's the one that's connected to my voice. AI is around us, but it's recognizing how it's around us. Hey, what's going on, everybody? If this is your first time here, welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge Podcast. Here at Failure is Knowledge Podcast, we speak about personal development, marketing tips, and podcasting strategies. Today, we're speaking about marketing strategies and how you start using AI to become better, to be more productive, and use it in your everyday life. If this is your first time, make sure you hit that subscribe button and like, and wait towards the end to leave your biggest takeaway on how you are going to start using AI. So AI is around us, and I'm writing on the board that it's okay to use AI. It's okay to use AI. It's okay. Okay. To use AI. It's okay to use AI because AI has already been around us. What I start to learn, I'm not talking about Alan Iverson, who I am talking about. I'm talking about technology. I'm talking about artificial intelligence. The reason why this is so important, because technology is only improving. It only gets better, but we have to identify how it gets better for us. When I was younger, my mom, when she used to cook, when I was younger, I was raised by a single mom, and she raised three boys by herself. And as she was, when she was at work, it was me and my brothers at home, and we had to survive. We had to take care of the house, wash the house, and not open the door for anybody, right? And so as we are there at home, we start to get hungry. And as we're hungry, we have to eat. We have to go warm our food up. We have to go put it in the microwave. And as we put it in the microwave, there are certain things that doesn't go in the microwave. So at this time, I'm young. And as I'm young, I'm hungry. So I'm not really thinking about what can happen from this particular action. So as I'm trying to warm up some noodles, I put some foil on top of the bowl. And I put it inside the microwave. And once I press start, my brother came in here, opened up the microwave, and said, "Man, you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to do that." I said, "Man, why not? I'm hungry." I didn't know you weren't supposed to put foil inside of the microwave because the microwave and the foil can blow up. You see, and sometimes you have to recognize that what you're doing, the technology is here to help you. See, I was hungry, I wanted some noodles, so I put the foil on top of it, and as I put the foil on top of the noodles, the microwave, the technology, the heating system will warm the food up. But as it's warming the food up for a specific time, the microwave can not only warm up the food, but foil can go in it. You see, when you understand the proper techniques of the technology, you understand the capabilities behind it. You understand the importance behind it. You understand what can and cannot go in it, because if you put something in that would, that doesn't, is not compatible with it, it can ruin the technology. You see, microwave is a technology because how do you press 30 seconds and for 30 seconds it's warming up your food? Like, it's warming up your food. That is a form of technology. That is, someone creative has thought of an idea to create a microwave. As simple as a microwave sound, it's technology. As simple as technology seems, it's technology. As simple as a microwave look, it's technology. And it's technology because it's something that's always around us. So the first one I want to hit on is that you have to identify the technology. Point number one, you have to identify the technology. Technology. There we go. You have to identify the technology in order to recognize that the technology is here to help you. You see, when I was hungry and I put the food in the microwave, I wanted to warm up my noodles because I just wanted to eat. And my mom at the time, who was a single parent raising three boys by herself, she was there protecting the house because we was hungry. And so as I'm trying to put the food in the microwave, I can't put the food in the microwave with the foil because the foil would ruin the technology. But it's understanding that the technology that's here, this microwave is here to warm up my food. This microwave is here to easy cook. This microwave is here so to cook something from raw to something that's partially cooked. It's a form of technology. Artificial intelligence is a form of technology that works with you rather than against you. That works for you rather than against you. That works with you rather than against you. Because it helps you be more productive. It helps you have a faster food, warm up your food even faster. Because what's happening is that the microwave that's there, it was built from an idea. It got created from an idea. When I started learning about artificial intelligence, it was in April of 2023. And as I'm learning about artificial intelligence, I started reading a magazine. I started watching a movie. There was a movie called The guy who discover artificial intelligence. His name was like Alan Turing, and the movie that he was in, I think it was called The Ultimatum or something. I can't remember the movie. Just type in Alan, A-L-A-N, then Turing, T-U-R-I-N-G, and look up on Google and then pull up the movie. So when I first watched this movie, it was during World War II, and Alan Turing, the guy who created or who invented some form of artificial intelligence, he was able to establish communication amongst the Germany and the United States because he was recognizing the code, he was recognizing the language. And in the scene, he was talking to a young lady, and as he was talking to the young lady just says, like, how can you fall in love with someone that you've never met before? And then that just sparked his interest. He was like, what do you mean? Like, you've never met him before. That was like, we talking code. He sent the same code every day, so I know it's him. So I'm like, so Alan Turing was like, hold on. Whole time they trying to figure out the code and they're trying to break the communication within for this war, but they're able to identify what the code is because of this one simple trick. They was able to identify what the code was because the woman who mentioned the code said it was simple because it's the same. You see, artificial intelligence is here to work with you, and as it's working with you, you have to understand what it's saying. When you understand what it's saying, you have a better understanding of what it's for, or the reason behind it, and the goal behind it. You see, since it's okay to use artificial intelligence, okay to use AI, You have to know what you're using. You have to know what it's for. You see, a microwave is only to heat it, is to warm up stuff. A oven is to bake things. The stove is to fry things. You see, it's technology, but it's technology in a different way. If you really dive in deep with artificial intelligence, everything that's around us is technology. Everything that's around us make everything easy. Everything that's around us make things less stressful. And they make it less stressful because it's something that help us throughout the day. It's something that help us with the day, because what happens is that when you have technology, when you see technology, when you understand the importance of technology, you're able to comprehend, you're able to understand, you're able to learn more about it. You see, when I first got my apartment, I moved back to my hometown, Little Rock, Arkansas. When I moved back to my town, we didn't have no microwave. And I'm like, hold on, I need a microwave, so I need to go get me one. So I go to the store and I go purchase me a microwave for maybe $45. And as I purchased the microwave, I said, ooh, now I ain't got to cook all day because I can just put the food inside the microwave. You see, this is a form of technology because it makes eating a lot faster. Because I don't have to put something on the stove just to cook it. I don't have to put something in the oven just to bake it. I can just put it in the microwave. And so when I got the microwave and I got back home, I plugged the microwave back in. And I didn't even use it for a long time. I didn't use the microwave for a long time because I didn't see the need for it. But I got the microwave just in case I needed it. You see, when you identify the technology, you have the technology around you. When it's around you, you start to understand what it's for. I knew I had the microwave, but since I had the microwave, how can I make it more beneficial? How can I work with it? How can I let it work with me? You see, I start to use it in a way where if I wanted a sandwich and I wanted to warm it up quickly, I can put it in the microwave. If I had leftovers and I didn't feel like warming up everything, I can take a portion out of it and then I can put it on the plate. And as I put it on the plate, put a napkin on it rather than forward. Then I put the plate with the napkin inside the microwave and now I got a warm plate. You see, technology works in different ways. When you use artificial intelligence and you learn more about it, you start to work with what you have rather than against it, because as you identify what's working with you, you start to work with it even more. Technology is not going anywhere. Technology is not disappearing. Technology will not disappear anywhere. Will not be erased anywhere, because it only improves. It only gets better. And it only gets better because people are working on it. People are paying attention to it. Individuals are able to recognize the type of technology that's around them. And so when I start to fully understand, like, technology is around us, but how can I start using it in my everyday life? Not just for the microwave. I just don't want to use it for the microwave, but how can I use it for my everyday activities? How can I use it to search up information that I'm not familiar with? You see, if I go to Google and type in the question, what is artificial intelligence? And I hit enter. When I hit enter, it's going to give me a list of things, a list of research, or a list of topics, a list of websites that says artificial intelligence is this, artificial intelligence is that, artificial intelligence is this. Because when you start to use technology is helping you understand what it is. So Google is another form of artificial intelligence, because if you put it and type in a question, it gives you a list of things that can help you solve your problem. But as you're putting in your question, you have to know that Google is going to help you solve the problem. Excuse me, either it's going to be a video, either it's going to be an article, either it's going to be a website. It's going to be something that solves the problem when you type in Google. Excuse me, when you type in on Google, because when you type in on Google, you're identifying a struggle that you're going through. You see, when I was watching this movie where Alan Turing, he was focused on learning this machine. He was focused on paying attention to what this machine was. He was dedicated to this machine because this machine was the new technology. It was a new way to communicate. It was a new way of expressing and understanding what the code was. When you understand code in the movie, when Alan Turing understood the code, he understood the language. Technology is a language that has to be learned, but first you have to be willing to identify the technology. When you identify the technology, you have to understand that it's here for a particular reason. It's here for a purpose. It's here for a goal. And when you recognize what the technology is for, you start to use it in the way that it's meant for. You see, every time I get stuck and I have a question, I type in Google. Every time I have a question about something, I go to Google, and sometimes the answers be too vague. It be too broad. It be too difficult to understand, and as I'm trying to understand it even more, they give me the basic premises of it. They give me the basic understanding of it, so I can ask someone who's familiar with the knowledge, who's familiar with the education, who's familiar in this particular area, because I'm struggling here. And so when I type it into Google, Google is a form of is a technology, because I can just access it on my phone. My phone is a technology because I can just go to the internet. My phone, the internet is technology because it helps you solve so many different things. There's so many things on the internet, but how do you know the things that you're searching for is the things that's meant for you? You see, when you recognize technology, you have to start working with the technology rather than against it, because it's putting you in a better position. It's organized in different ways to show you that artificial intelligence is always around us. But since it's always around us, how can you identify what's in front of you? You see, you have to start being open to new information and understanding that the information that's here is here to help us. And as it's here to help us, it's here to help us be more productive. I was in my computer science class in May of 2024, and as I'm in this class, we're learning about PowerPoint, Excel, Microsoft Excel, Microsoft Word, Microsoft Word, and we're learning the Microsoft apps. We're learning how to use it. We're doing the assignments and we're doing the work. And so I remember when I first got into the class, I'm thinking to myself, like, I don't really need to know all this that goes into the technology, because I have a good understanding of it. I have a basic understanding of it, but that was all that I had. I had a basic understanding of it. So when I start to really explore the assignments and do the work, I learned that there's so many different things that I didn't learn that I wasn't aware of. And it taught me that when you learn something new, when you learn the information is here, is here to help prepare you even more. And so as I'm doing the assignments, I'm getting frustrated because I'm not able to complete the Microsoft Excel assignments, because I'm not able to input the correct data, input the correct labels, but I'm doing it incorrectly, so I'm getting it wrong. And so I got to a point where I'm like, how am I getting this wrong if I'm following the steps? You see, I was following the steps to my knowledge. The steps was step one, open up Excel. Step two, change the name. Step three, create a column. Step four, type in the column. But I was on step seven and skipped step five and six. You see, as you're learning technology, as you're learning what artificial intelligence is, you can't skip the steps so you can be at a faster pace, because when you skip steps, you're missing the lesson. You're missing the knowledge that's here to help you understand every lesson that you're going through, every lesson that you experience, because it's there to guide you along the way. And so as I'm learning about Microsoft Excel, I'm learning that the steps has to be followed like to the T, because if I'm not following to the T, I have to recognize why I'm not doing so well in it. So when I took this class, I'm thinking to myself that it was going to be easy. Like, this is an easy class. And what I didn't factor in is that it was going to be a little bit more challenging, because I don't know everything that's been taught, which was absolutely okay. But I was open to the information, because I understood how using Microsoft Excel can make you more productive, can help you be more organized, can help you really like just track everything that you need to track. It keeps you organized because Microsoft Excel is a form of technology. It's a form of technology because it can have different calculations in there. It can have different formulas in there. It can have different ways of solving a problem. But to solve a problem, you have to identify the problem is and recognize that the issue that you're looking for is on Google. And as it's on Google, you have to recognize that it's a form of technology. It's a form of technology because it's something that you're learning. It's a form of technology because it's something that's here to help you. It's a form of technology because it can help you be better. It can help you grow. It can help you like evolve even more. But you have to understand you're evolving in a way because you're identifying the technology. The technology doesn't disappear. The technology will not disappear one day and never be here anymore. What's happening today is that technology is introduced, and as it's introduced, it gets better over time. It gets better really by the day because there's a lot of smart people working on artificial intelligence, working on technology, and working on just improvement in general. You see, if I had to create technology or artificial intelligence, I don't think I'll be able to be... I don't think that would be good enough for me because I wouldn't know what I'm doing. They don't bring my interest. They don't spark my interest to go figure out how to create some form of technology. It don't spark my interest. But for the people that it does spark the interest for, they're great for that because they have the way of thinking for that particular skill, for that particular industry. Technology is always around us, but it's okay to use AI because we have to identify what AI is around us. And so when I start to really pay attention to the class, I was asking my teacher, I was asking my professor in my computer science class, I'm asking her a question. I said, so since you were able to see the changes of technology, because she's been teaching for the last, I think she said 15 years, give or take. And so I was like, since you were able to see the changes over time, how do you think this help, like, the workers? Like, how do you think this help the workers, like, be better workers? She said it improves productivity. Technology improves productivity because you don't have to do everything by hand. You don't have to do everything manually, which means you have to get up and go do it. You can actually send an email. You can make a call. You can make a phone call. And so in the class, for somehow we got on the topic of phones. And when we got on the topic of phones, they was explaining that the way the old phones used to be was that the ones used to be on the wall, and then used to be where people would be, like, the people that's in the house, they'll pick up the phone at the same time, there are multiple people on the phone, and it'd be like, hey, get off the phone. But as you're able to see the transition of technology, as you're able to see the changes of technology, you see that it only improves. It never, what is it called, go back to the same. It always find a way to evolve. And the reason why that's so important is because once we start identifying the technology that's around us, now we have to recognize how we can use what we have to know that we can be more productive. To be more productive is that you're able to do more things and complete more tasks and have more focus because you have more productivity. You can only have more productivity when you start using the technology that you have. Artificial intelligence helps us be productive because it's here to take loads off of us. I got a strutter. We got a strutter. My queen got us a strutter the other day. And what a strutter is, that if you have a whole piece of paper, you can put it in and it cuts up to bits and pieces so your information is not disclosed to the internet or to people that picks up the trash. You're able to put in a strutter, and a strutter just rips a whole piece to tiny pieces to where you can't really read it. And so when we got it, we didn't have the oil. You have to have some oil package to run it properly. And so we waited to get it. And so my queen, she purchased it. And when my lady bought it, we got it. And I started using it automatically. I got it. I read the label. Once I read the label, I put it in the strutter. Once I put it in the strutter, I'm like, oh, yeah, it's time to go. So we had some old mail that, you know, we read, we opened, and it was, you know, we can throw it away. Rather than throwing the old mail away, we put it in a strutter. So I put the oil in first. I read the instructions, followed the instructions. I'm using technology. I put the oil in. So as I'm putting the oil in, I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, it's time. So now I have the old mail. So I take one piece of paper and I put it in the strutter, and I'm doing the same thing. I'm following the instructions. Then I have the next paper. I'm putting it in the strutter, and it breaks down into pieces. And I'm doing the following steps because I'm shredding paper. I'm using the technology to cut up the paper in tiny pieces. But it's faster because I'm using the Strutter. Once I plug it into the wall, the technology lets me plug into the wall. As I'm plugging to the wall, I have to do is just push a button and put the paper in, and then it cuts in tiny pieces. I have to identify what technology is in front of me to learn how to use it. Because when you recognize the technology that's in front of you, when you recognize the type of AI that's in front of you, when you recognize the type of skills that you would need to learn, you be more aware of what you're learning. You can be more aware of what you're learning and how this can help you today. Because rather than me cutting up the papers hand by hand, piece by piece, paper by paper, I could just put one whole piece of paper into the Strutter. And it cuts up. It cuts up because I don't have to worry about it no more. I don't have to worry about it anymore. And why this is so incredible, why this is so special, is because artificial intelligence helps us be more productive. When you use what you have, you can identify what you're using and start using it effectively, because instructions is to say use this way, use it that way rather than this way, because it gives you guidance. And as it's giving you guidance, you have to know that it's preparing you in the way to know that it's helping you. When you're productive, you do more. When you do more, you start to use artificial intelligence. When you're using artificial intelligence, you're using the technology that you have. And the reason why this is so important, because the technology is here. And it's not going anywhere, and it's only improving. So how can you start today by identifying what technology is around you? For instance, I'm on a camera. Excuse me. In the old day, I was in this film class. And in the film class, I explained that the tapes and the recording, the way you made videos and movies, was a lot different than today. It was a lot different because the film was a lot bigger, it was a lot heavier, and it took a lot more work just to change it, just to record, just to put images on there, just to save it, just to change it out. So it took a lot more work because it took a lot more effort to maintain. Versus today, when you're making a video, when you're recording a video, all you need is a camera and an SD card. An SD card is only that big. It's not even big. It's not even that huge. Like, it's relatively small, but it carries so much weight. It carries so much weight versus back in the old days, the weight was the carry. So they had to carry the weight. Rather than today, you carry the equipment. You see, what happens is that as time is going on, time changes, technology only improves. Artificial intelligence gets better. There's a guy named Sam Altman, and he's the owner of ChatGPT. And he says the version that is at right now is the dumbest version. To me, I'm thinking this is a smart version. Like, how can this artificial intelligence be dumb? Like, I can ask a question like, how do you properly Google something on Google? And it give me steps to follow. Like, it give me instructions to follow. And if it give me instructions that I don't understand, I can say, okay, this seems like it's too complicated to read and follow. Please make it easier for me to understand it. And what happened is that it take a difficult word to read, a difficult steps to follow, and just make it even simpler to act on. And the fact the owner of the ChatGPT said that the version of the ChatGPT it is right now is the most dumbest it'd ever be. It's the most dumbest it would ever be. See, artificial intelligence is only improving, but it's only improving because there's a lot of geniuses working on them. I'm not one of those geniuses. I'm the genius using the technology that I have because I'm identifying what's around me. There's a lot of people that put their time and energy to building artificial intelligence. I'm not one of them. I'm the one that uses the technology. I don't have to build it. I just have to use it. You see, that's the difference between using and building, because when you're using, you're getting familiar with it. When you're building, you have to start from ground zero and try to work your way up. And as you're working your way up, you have to identify. It takes time. It takes time because not everyone is as smart as Sam Altman, the owner of ChatGPT. What everyone is they're able to identify what's around them. The technology that's around them, you can start using it today. And it don't cost you nothing because there's a lot of technology around you. There's a lot of technology around you, and the technology is only improving. It only gets better. It only shows that you can be more productive. Artificial intelligence is phenomenal because it helps you be more productive. All these ads, all these advertising videos that I'm watching nothing about AI this, AI that, AI this, AI that. But everything that we see has some form of artificial intelligence. And I want to look up the guy, Alan Turing. Yep, right here. It was a genius. Was a genius. Alan Turing. He was the one that discover some form of artificial intelligence. But I'm looking up movie. Oh, that's what it's called. The Imitation Game. Highly recommend. Because I was reading like all the different ways that artificial intelligence is improving. That's just improving. It's just like so many different ways. You can have an idea created. You can have a book created. You can have a film created. You can have so many different things created. And this magazine is showing that not only can it be created, but it's going to be better than what you thought it can be. And then when you put your own input and work with the technology that you're working with, it's displaying what you're thinking about. It's creative. Like, as I'm reading this magazine, there's so many different pages. Like, the magazine probably had like 80-something pages, but I only made it to 50 because I'm like, Jesus Christ, this is a lot of information. This is a lot of information. Like, how do y'all know and take the time to do something like this? Like, that is incredible. And so as I'm reading the magazine, they mentioned something about the imitation game. The imitation game. And I've never heard of that movie before. So me and my lady, we watched it. And as we was watching, I'm like, man, this is a different level of intelligence. This is a different level of smart. This is a different level of, like, geez Louise. This is incredible. He had so much intelligence because he knew how to use a technology. The people that was around him didn't fully understand what he was doing. And even though they didn't understand what he was doing, he was committed to solving the issue, to using the technology and breaking the code. What the code was the language. He was focused on breaking the language because it was something that he was paying attention to. He was using the stuff that he had around him, and the materials that he had around him helped him understand what the code was. Helped him understand what the language was. And you see, that's the next point I want to hit on, is that you have to understand the language. Understand the language. The language. The language. Oh, that's not language. Understand the language. GE. Understand the language. Because when you start to understand the language, you get in a better position. You get in a place of knowing, and rather than not knowing, because you know what's around you. You can identify what's around you. Like, for instance, my hand is on a mouse. I'm able to move my mouse, and I'm able to click things on my screen because of technology. Like, I don't have to physically lift my hands to go to a different site, to go to a different website. But what I can do is I can use my mouse. I can use the mouse that's on my hand and move it around and go to different places. Technology is only improving. Technology is only getting faster. Technology is only getting better. And you have to start recognizing technology, the artificial intelligence here around us. There's so many different things that's around us. It's drastically overwhelming. But what happens is that when you pay attention to what you have, you start picking up one thing at a time. I have a phone. How is this artificial intelligence? How does artificial intelligence work in this phone? Like, how is it built within this phone? You don't have to rebuild the system. You just have to learn the system to learn the language. You see, the reason why that's so important, because the language is inside the phone. It's inside the technology. It's inside of artificial intelligence. But we have to understand what's been given to us. We have to understand why it's been given to us and why it's been produced in that particular way. You see, you can only understand what you are putting your time to understand, because you have to be willing to learn it. You have to be willing to understand it. You have to be willing to be open to the information, because the information is going to show you that either you need to learn more about it, or what you know is very, very like the beginning or the introduction to what something more is going to be. As something more comes, now you are in better position to continue to learn, to continue to develop, to continue to grow. I remember before we started using this office, like 24/7, we didn't have bookshelves. When I moved out here, I had everything in my boxes. I had everything in my boxes, and as I had everything in my boxes, I'm like, yeah, like I ain't trying to get another bookshelf, because I'm gonna have to take the books out the box, then I'm gonna have to put it on the shelf, then we'll move again. I'm gonna have to take the books down, then put it back on. Put them in the box, then take the bookshelf, then put the bookshelf back up, and then put the books back in the on the shelf. So in my mind, it was a lot. It was a lot. And I didn't really feel like building the bookshelf, because I just didn't have the energy. I didn't have the energy. So we go to Walmart, and we end up buying or purchasing two bookshelves. One is a tall one, one is a short one. I got the short one, my lady got the tall one, and so now I have to build them. And so as I'm building them, I'm reading the instructions, and it's telling me what legs to put together, what screws to put in different places, how to position the board. And so it's giving me instructions to follow. And when I get towards the end of building one bookshelf, I recognize that it's backwards. So now I recognize that it's backwards. Now I have to start everything all over. I have to take all the screws out. I have to undo everything I just did. And I have to reposition the board so it can face correctly. In fact, this one right behind me was the one that's backwards. It's the one that's backwards. And I changed one thing, but I didn't change everything, because everything I was going to have to, I didn't feel like doing everything over. I just made it to where it'll be good enough to where it can be, where it can stand enough, because I knew I needed to build it, but as I'm following the steps, I did it incorrectly. You see, when you are learning the information about artificial intelligence, your first time doing something, you won't do it right. You won't do it perfect. You won't do it like you supposed to do it, but you're doing it a way where you're familiar with, because what happens is that as you're following the instructions like you're supposed to, step by step, you start to skip instructions because you don't want to do nothing over. When I built the bookshelf and it was backwards, I didn't even feel like redoing it, because it took me a long time to build this one. And so I'm like, rather than me changing and starting all the way over, I'm just going to leave it. I'm just going to leave it. See, the issue with leaving, the problem is that the problem can get worse. Just like technology, when you start to understand technology, you start to learn what it is in the beginning. And then as you're learning what it is in the beginning, you have to recognize that it's constantly evolving, it's constantly changing, it's constantly improving. As it's improving, you have to improve with it. You have to improve with the technology, because you don't want to be left behind as the technology is advancing. You want to advance with the technology. So rather than building the bookshelf and not following the steps, how can I follow the steps accordingly so that way I don't have to do it for the second time? You see, it takes practice to learn a skill. It takes practice to learn technology, and it takes practice to learn artificial intelligence, because you have to practice yourself to learn this new information. You have to practice with the technology rather than against it, so you can identify how to use it, how to work with it, how to officially, like, use it in your everyday life. I remember I was young, I used to play a game. Like, right now I don't play the game that much, but when I was young, I used to play a game a lot. And my favorite game to play was NCAA, I believe it was 09, when Reggie Bush was the Heisman Trophy winner, and he was on the college front page, cover page. And so my favorite game to play was NCAA. So as I'm playing it, because I play football in real life, in reality, so I enjoyed that game. I enjoyed that game. I enjoyed playing it because I had fun. Like, I really had fun playing NCAA. And as I'm having fun playing NCAA, I'm learning that if I get the hang of the controller, as I'm pressing the controller and I'm moving the analog and I'm pressing the buttons, I not only can run fast, but I can throw the ball to a specific person. I can run in a specific direction. I can also play defense when they hit the quarterback as well. So as I'm playing NCAA, I'm having fun. I'm using technology because it's meant to be fun. And so as I'm playing NCAA and I'm having fun and I'm playing against people, I feel like I'm good because I'm winning. I feel like I'm great because I haven't lost. I feel like I'm good because I play in real life. You see, I went against somebody who actually played 24/7. They played more than me. So I was more familiar with the technology, and I was getting used to the system. You see, when I got used to the system, I wasn't as good because I had to learn what it was. You see, artificial intelligence has to be learned to understand what it is. So as I'm playing the game against someone who's been playing their entire life, what it seems like is that he understood more of the basics, because the basics is something that he was practicing every day, but he just got better with it. He improved on the basics. Now he, rather than him just juking, now he's juking, then spinning, then running. So he's able to build on top of the basics because the basics was learned. You have to be willing to learn the basics of artificial intelligence to know that you can advance when you learn the basics. The basic is here because you have to understand the language. What language is here in front of you? What language does this artificial intelligence speak? Well, fun fact, it speaks the language that you speak because it connects to you. It connects to you. I remember when I played against someone that was very experienced. See, there's a difference between basic and advanced. Is because the basic has to begin at some place. The advanced person starts from the basics, and as they're starting from the basics, they continue to develop. They continue to evolve. I remember when I was younger, I played this game called GameCube. And it was a game system that let me play different games on there. The disc was small, like it was itty bitty. Like the GameCube was small. And so we had to put the disc inside of the GameCube and just play the game. But with the GameCube, it was so old back in the day, we had four different controllers, like wire controllers where you can plug in, and when you plug into the game system, you can play it. And the game that we was playing Ninja Turtles. We was playing Ninja Turtles, and the game was so fun to play. It was so, like, entertaining. The technology was there for us to have fun. We was in the house using technology, and we was having fun. You see, you can have fun in the house when you use technology. And so when we playing the game, we was playing Ninja Turtles, me and my two brothers, my older brother, we was playing the game. As we're playing the game, we're having fun. We're having fun because we're playing with the technology. We're having fun because we understand the language. We're having fun because we're playing together. You see, sometimes in life, you have to learn a language from others to know that you can learn more often, that you can learn faster. You see, as we're playing together, as we're playing the game together, not only are we playing together, we're winning together. Because what happens is that when you start to understand the language together, you start to grow together. Because you're advancing with the technology. You're improving the technology because the technology is only advancing. Artificial intelligence is only advancing. So how can you keep up with the technology? How can you keep up with AI? You have to start with the basics. My first time reading anything about artificial intelligence was in a magazine. When I picked up this magazine, my mind started wondering about the different things that was here on this earth that I wasn't paying attention to, the different ways of artificial intelligence that I wasn't paying attention to, the different ways of advancing that I wasn't aware of. But I had the basic information. And once you have the basic information to technology, once you have the basic information to artificial intelligence, once you have the basic information to AI, you start to learn what it's capable of, because you start using it every day. You start understanding it every day. You start, like, learning the language every single day, because it only advances. By advance, I'm saying it get better, it improves, it changes. So for you to stay the same, you have to improve and change to advance with the technology. There was a game system called Grand Theft Auto when I was not a game system, a game called Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. And this game was so fun because it had cheat codes. This technology was so fun because it had cheat codes. You see, I remember this one code that you can get unlimited ammo. You see, okay, disclosure, Grand Theft Auto was a violent game. Okay, I'm just gonna leave it there. And so when I was playing the game, the reason why Grand Theft Auto San Andreas was my favorite is because they had cheat codes. I remember this one time I ran out of money, and it was a cheat code to get more money on the game. I remember this one time I was going to get someone, but I ran out of the car that I had wasn't a good car. And so I had a cheat code to get me a better car. You see, I wanted to go travel. I wanted to go in the game of GTA San Andreas. I wanted to fly a helicopter. But as I wanted to fly a helicopter, I had a cheat code to put in. When I got the helicopter, it was easy. You see, sometimes in life, you have to identify the cheat code to understand artificial intelligence. You see, there's a code that has to be broken, and to recognize what this code is, you have to start with the basics. You have to start with the basics and understand that the basics can improve, that the basics can change, and it's only changing because you're able to learn. You see, as I'm playing Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, not only did it have cheat codes, I was remembering the cheat codes to do it more often. So why just do it once when I can do it multiple times? Why just do it once when I can do it countless amount of times? As long as I put this cheat code in, this cheat code is going to be good. This cheat code is going to be used to my advantage. You see, when you recognize technology and the way artificial intelligence is around us, it's a cheat code to learn about artificial intelligence, because it makes everything easier to do. It makes everything easier to learn. It makes everything a lot more simpler, because artificial intelligence is here to help you. Artificial intelligence is here to show that you're on the right path. Artificial intelligence can say you can learn anything if you're willing to learn the basics. You can learn anything if you're willing to start with where you are at. Look around you. Look at your surrounding area, and look at some form of technology that's there. For instance, this microphone is a form of technology because my voice is enhanced. By enhanced, my voice is improved. You can actually hear me and not everything else because my voice is going directly in this microphone. You see, when you understand the basics, not only is it the basics, it's the starting point to something new. Artificial intelligence isn't going nowhere. In fact, it's only advancing. As it's advancing, you have to advance with it. I'm not saying that at the pace that it's advancing. What I am saying is you have to start from the basics, but you can't stay at the basics. At some point, you have to get advanced. You see, when another game that I was playing was Call of Duty 3. I was never good at this game. I remember a city called Nuketown. Nuketown. I wasn't even that good. And in Nuketown, it was like a smaller map, a smaller town, where it had two buses like right in the middle. Then it had one house on one side. Then it had another house on the other. Then it had backyards, but you can go inside the house and run around while you're playing Black Ops 3. And so at one point, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, okay, this is a good map because it's close, it's small, and you can run around and play the game. But as you're playing the game, you have to play with strategy. And when I was playing Black Ops, I didn't play with strategy. I just played to have fun. But I didn't recognize is that as I'm playing the game of Black Ops, I was the one that didn't make it. I was the one that was always getting found. I was the one that was always getting discovered. And when I got discovered, the opposing enemy had the advantage. And so in Black Ops, I always was losing. My ratios wasn't that good because I just wasn't that great. I started with the basics by understanding that the game is fun. But I stopped at the basics because I stopped playing. I lost so many times, I threw in the towel and said, yeah, I ain't going to keep losing. I'm just going to stop playing. At some point, you have to overcome the basics and learn what you don't know. You see, the greatest, the most difficult thing to recognize is the information that you do not know. Because how do you know that you don't know what you don't know? Because you have to recognize that you have to start with the basics to learn the information that's present. When I started to go, my first time going to college, we took some pointless classes, right? We took I took algebra, history, you know, biology, classes that I'm not going to be using in my future profession. So when I took the class, I'm thinking it's a waste of time. I'm thinking it's a waste of time because it's something that I'm not going to use in my future. And so as I'm identifying how it's a waste of time, I just want to pass. I don't need an A. I don't need an A plus. I just need to pass this class. And so when I got in biology, my mentality, my thought process was just passing. And as I just wanted to pass, as I just wanted to state the basic, it was so difficult for me to learn the language because the professor was teaching one thing. And as he was teaching one thing, it was completely different than what was on the test. I don't understand how you just taught one thing as you're teaching one thing. It's completely different from the test. Like, that don't make no sense to me. So when I was in biology, my first time taking biology, I failed the class because every quiz, every assignment, even the lab, I failed because I didn't understand the language. I didn't understand the language. You see, in life, when you're at the basic, you're going to fail multiple times. The premises of the point of this podcast is failure is knowledge. You have to fail to gain the knowledge, to gain the skills, so you can learn more about what you're doing. And so in biology, when I recognized that I had every assignment, we probably had 10 assignments. Every assignment, I scored a 50%, a 40%, a 30%, a 35%, a 42%. So I'm thinking, like, I can't even pass an assignment? I'm failing everything? And so as I failed everything, and I failed the class, I said, yeah, this biology ain't for me. I ain't want to do this. Nah. But in college, when you go to college, you have to take biology and you have to pass. So I don't need to pass with an A. I don't even need to pass with a B. Maybe a C. If I get a C, I'll be good. So I took biology again, but it was with someone else that can break down the language to make me understand it even more. You see, when you start learning the language will be so confusing to you. Sometimes in life, you are going to have to fail to know that you can go to someone else and learn the same information, but the person that you're going to is going to teach you in a way where you understand it. Artificial intelligence has to be learned every single day, because when you're learning AI every single day, you're able to understand the point of it and why it's important and how it can help you in your everyday life. You see, that's the last point I want to hit on, is that you have to understand what AI, not understand, but you have to start using AI. Start using AI to learn AI. Learn AI. Start using AI to learn AI. And the reason you want to start using AI to learn AI, because to learn AI, you have to use AI. When I was in biology and I failed the class and I failed all the different assignments, I was trying to study the material. But as I tried to study the material, I wasn't understanding the material. So it wasn't a way where I could try. It wasn't a way where I can, like, put myself out there and really pass the class. I had to fail the class to know I could retake it again. But as I'm retaking it again, I have to be willing to ask questions. Because as I'm asking questions, I'm using the information that I have so that I understand what's in front of me. There was a football game called Street Football. And in this football game, it's kind of like the NFL, but it's a different version of it, to where you can throw fancy passes, you can run on the wall, you can do hit stick, and you can do like special moves on there. So, this game was completely a lot more fun than the original NFL game, because you can do tricks, you can run on the wall, you can flip, you can backflip, you can showboat. Like, it was so much fun. And so the game Street Football, not only was it fun, but it made it more entertaining, because the technology within it made you more of a better player, because you was able to be more fancy. You see, it started with the players, but the players had more talent, had more knowledge, it was more advanced than a regular NFL game. Because in a regular NFL game, all you can do, you can pass, you can run, you can juke, you can spin. Like, very basic. But with the street ball, it was an advanced version of the NFL because they used the same skills and put it into street football. And when they put it into street football, it became advanced. It became a lot more fun to play because as it's a lot more fun, they start using the skills from the NFL and they advanced it to improve the game. When you start using artificial intelligence, you can start improving what you don't know. You can start improving what you are not aware of because you're using artificial intelligence. To learn how to do it, to learn and be efficient with it, you have to start using it. You have to start using it because if you're not using it, how do you know what it is? How do you understand the importance behind it? There's a thing called the Turing test. Turing test. And it's when they test the artificial intelligence to see if it act like a human. Like if a technology acts like a human, it passed the Turing test. So I want to show and read the definition right here. And it says the Turing test is a method for evaluating a machine's ability to think like a human. Just imagine like a robot, a technology thinking like a human. Like, how's that even possible? I don't know how it's possible, but when a machine passed the Turing test, they're able to act like a human because they respond in a human way. The reason why I'm aware of this is because I've been studying it. I've been using it. I don't know the full depth of the Turing test or what goes on with that, but it shows that you can learn anything, but you have to keep learning about technology and artificial intelligence. Because what happens is that the Siri that's in our phones is connected to us. Just like if someone who has an iPhone, they say Siri, my Siri won't come on because it's theirs. Like it's they are the one that's connected to them. And the reason why that's so important, because when you start using the AI, you have to learn the AI. And at one point in time, I didn't even know Siri even existed. I didn't even know who Siri was, but I had to learn who Siri was because I was using my phone. Like, I open my phone, then I go to Google and I type it in. Versus me saying, hey, Siri, what does artificial intelligence mean? And it's going to show me right now it's not doing it because my phone is on Do Not Disturb. The fact that you can put a phone on Do Not Disturb is technology. Like, it's artificial intelligence. All you have to do is just hit a button, and then when you hit a button, your phone won't be disturbed. You see, when you start using technology, you have to learn the what's in front of you, because what's in front of you is so obvious, but you're not paying attention to it. It becomes so blindful. It becomes unnoticeable. It's so noticeable that it's in front of us, it becomes unnoticeable because we're not paying attention to it. Artificial intelligence is here, and it's only improving, it's only advancing, it's only like getting better. I saw this one video, and they had an evolution of phones. And when I was young, I had a BlackBerry. The BlackBerry that I had, it was the phone, and had a little circle ball in the BlackBerry. I remember playing this one game. It's called the Brick Game. So what the Brick Game was a brick, but you can hit the ball off the wall on a brick by sliding left and right. But you can do that on a phone just by using your thumb. So as I'm playing this game, and the brick game, the ball's going from here to the wall, here to that wall, here to the middle. Like, I'm guiding it, but as I'm guiding it, it's bounced off. So if I miss it, I have to start all the way over. And so as I'm playing this game, one, it was a lot of fun. I had a phone called BlackBerry, and this BlackBerry was legendary. It was legendary because I was the one using it. You see, if people keep using the BlackBerry that was made years ago, today, it will be well more advanced because of how technology improves. In fact, I remember this other phone that I had, it was a flip phone. I used to love flipping the phone open and then talking on the phone and then closing the phone. Like, I used to flip it open and then close it, flip it open and then close it. Like, for no reason at all. I didn't even have to talk to nobody. I flip the phone open and I close it, and then that'd be the conversation. But I was just playing with the phone. Like, I flip it open, flip close, flip it open, flip it close. They came back with the flip phone, but now it's a touchscreen. So when you close the phone and you open the phone, the screen lights. Like, it comes on like an iPhone. And as the phone comes on like an iPhone, when you're done using it, you can flip it open, flip it closed like a flip phone. Back in the day, when we had the flip phones, it was a flip, and then you had the buttons. Like, they had numbers 1 through 9, and number 1, it had A, B, C. Number 2, it had C, D, F, or whatever the case is. And then 3 had G, F, C, whatever. And so, it goes from A, B, C, D, F, G, and then it goes from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, all the way up to 9. So, it's 3 letters on 9. Numbers. And so what happens is that when you're texting, you use one hand, but you press the 3, the 2, the 5, the 4, the 3, the 2, but you're texting. You have to text that way. And you can only text that way because it's how the phone was made. Now, when you fast forward to today, when you have a phone, you don't have to press one button 3 times. You don't have to press the one button, another button, another 3 times. You can press 1A, you can press 1B, you can press 1C, and you can press 1D. Technology improves because it has to advance in the future. If technology remained the flip phone, just imagine the amount of people that would keep a flip phone. People that are a lot older, people that like our grandparents and great-grandparents ages, they will keep a flip phone because it's so difficult to handle the advanced technology. Artificial intelligence is only improving, and it only gets better, and it's only advancing because people are working on it. I'm not one of the ones that's working on the phone. I'm the one of the ones that's learning how to work with the phone. Because I'm not that smart. I'm not gonna even lie to you. I'm not that smart. It don't spark my interest to work on phones and to build the technology. It don't work. Listen. Whatever folks your boat. But what happens is that as technology is improving, you have to advance with the technology. Because it's not gonna wait for no one. Technology, artificial intelligence is here. And it's here, and it's not going nowhere. And as it's not going nowhere, it only improves. It only gets better. Sam Altman, the founder of ChatGPT, said that the version that it is now is the dumbest version that it'll ever be. Which means that it's constantly improving. It's constantly advancing. It's constantly evolving. And you being the person, you being the individual, have to improve, advance, and evolve within yourself to identify the technology that's around us and recognize that technology that's around us is here to help us be more productive. But you can only be more productive when you identify the technology. Once you identify the technology, you have to be willing to understand that you have to be willing to understand the language, because the language only changes, only improves, and you have to be willing to adapt to it. You have to be willing to go to different teachers and learn the language, because the language is going to be here forever. And once you do that, you have to start using AI so that you can start learning what artificial intelligence is. When you learn the importance of artificial intelligence, you can start using it for your everyday life, because it helps you not only push you forward, but it puts you in a direction that will help you be more productive. And if you got value from this, make sure you subscribe to the channel and leave in the comments what's your biggest takeaway, why you think it's okay to use AI for yourself. And if you would like to leave a review, if you're on Apple, go to Apple, go to the show, click the show, click the 3 buttons where it says 3 buttons and more options, go to show play, and click leave review, and type your biggest takeaway from this episode, from this podcast, and let me know, because I would love to engage with the conversation. I appreciate y'all, and then I'll see y'all next time.